Welcome to the 15-Minute Financial Feast Podcast, bringing you 15-minute segments to help you retire with purpose on time. We're serving up food for thought and bread for the head. Are you hungry to learn? Here are your hosts, Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf.
Welcome to another episode of the 15-Minute Financial Feast. Today, you are listening to the audio from a live television interview where one of our favorite local news station anchors asked us questions about a financial topic on the minds of many hardworking folks in our community who are trying to make good decisions and get ahead.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, let's talk money right now. I know it's kind of a sore subject. As prices continue to rise and pocketbooks, they're pinched. Many people are fearful, I should say, of another recession. And some economists have said a recession is inevitable. So let's break this down for you a little bit. As local financial professional, Mark Triplett from Triplett Westendorf Financial Group joins us now to kind of share more about the current economic climate and just kind of help us prepare for what the future may hold. We know it can kind of be a roller coaster out there. But Mark, thank you for being here with us. What signs of a recession are we actually seeing right now?
Well, let's define a recession. Classically, a recession is two consecutive quarters of gross domestic product loss. So that indicates that the economy is slowing down. And frankly, the Federal Reserve is acting by raising interest rates to slow the economy down. But trying to do what's called a soft landing, trying to slow the economy down without putting us into recession. A couple of indicators right now that we're seeing is just demand destruction. Slower demand can result in slower production, which can result in lower profits for companies, and then they have to cut back. So those are some of the things that people, I think, are really concerned about. March had a unique indicator. It's called an inverted yield curve. Short-term interest rates spiked higher than long-term interest rates briefly. That's often preceding a recession, but it didn't last very long, so it's not necessarily a guarantee that's going to happen. And then also noticing that mortgage applications have fallen to lowest levels since the COVID pandemic set in. So a few things, but there's probably more than that, but there are a lot of different indicators right now. They're starting that recession topic.
Yeah, discussion. And it's something we've been hearing a lot, especially in national news, and obviously being affected here locally. I know I filled up my vehicle with gas yesterday, and I think my jaw hit the floor pretty darn hard. Everything's costing more right now, but I'm also seeing, houses still flying off the market. So I guess it gets confused, and now we're seeing reports of stores having too many goods and things have to go on sale. So it's just kind of all over the place. So how should we really prepare for a recession? If we hear that word and it scares us, or we hear the negative in that word, what can we do to make sure we're prepared no matter what happens with the numbers right now?
Well, you said something earlier that some economists think that recession is inevitable. I'll tell you that a recession is inevitable. It's going to happen, just a matter of when. There have been 13 post-war recessions since 1945. That's about one every 6 years. And when we're guiding folks, they're transitioning from their working years to their post-working years, they might have a 25 to 30-year period of time where they're going to be trying to survive off of their retirement resources. We always make sure that they're well aware they're going to live through probably 3 to 4 recessions during that period of time, and we have to plan for that. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. One of the things you can do is diversify your investments. Make sure that every dollar in your portfolio has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. So money that you need to spend in the next 1 to 2 years probably shouldn't be invested in marketable securities that can lose value during a market downturn. But money that you don't need for a decade or longer, you can probably take some managed risk with that. Also, eliminate high interest debt. As interest rates are rising, some of those higher interest debts can really start to compound on each other. So eliminate those. I had a conversation with some folks in Colorado recently. It was really interesting. A family out there, and they were putting more money towards their mortgage each month, not their travel trailer. Their mortgage rate interest rate was 2.75%. Their travel trailer was 6%. So we had a conversation about maybe paying off the higher interest debt on the depreciating asset rather than the lower interest rate on their mortgage, which is an appreciating asset. So just knowing, being smart about where to put your dollars. And then lastly, boost your emergency savings. We like to have the folks that we serve have about 6 months of spending plan already set aside. And so you might call it a budget, but we call it a spending plan. What does it cost to maintain your lifestyle? And do you have enough set aside that you can weather a 6 month period of time where if you had a job loss or something like that, you could continue on as you are? So I think those things will help kind of guide folks through a recessionary period if we do indeed find ourselves in that situation.
All right. So a couple of things I'm learning here. It sounds like it is inevitable, but it's happened before. We're going to get through it. It's just making those smart decisions, not a knee-jerk one, and talking to professionals is definitely going to help kind of guide you through scenarios like this. So, Mark, if people want to reach out, they want to get more details, because I also am assuming it's not too late to make some of these decisions, smart money decisions now. How can they reach out?
It's never too late to start that planning process. They can visit us at www.triplet-westendorf.com. Just remember that panicking over a recession is kind of like panicking over when are we going to have a blizzard in Iowa. We're going to have one. Just be prepared for it.
Just so you know, you made our meteorologist laugh. All right, Bob, Mark, always appreciate your time and your guidance, especially through its hard times right now when things, it's hard. We're watching our pennies, and we could use all the guidance we can get. So thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the 15-Minute Financial Feast podcast. Remember, every dollar has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. If you have questions about today's topic, schedule a call with a team member. Visit www.mypt5.com. Until next time, be sure you're taking steps to retire with purpose on time. Mark Triplett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Nothing contained in this program should be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Different investments have different risks associated with them, and not all investments are appropriate for all investors.